6. Universal Overcontrol. The universe is non-static. Stability is not the result of inertia, but rather the product of balanced energies, cooperative minds, coordinated maranchas, spirit overcontrol, and personality unification. Stability is wholly and always proportional to divinity. In the physical control of the Master Universe, the Universal Father exercises priority and primacy through the Isle of Paradise. God is absolute in the spiritual administration of the cosmos in the person of the Eternal Son. Concerning the domains of mind, the Father and the Son function coordinately in the conjoint actor. The third source and center assists in the maintenance of the equilibrium and coordination of the combined physical and spiritual energies and organizations by the absoluteness of his grasp of the cosmic mind and by the exercise of his inherent and universal physical and spiritual gravity complements. Whenever and wherever there occurs a liaison between the material and the spiritual, such a mind phenomenon is an act of the infinite spirit. Mind alone can interassociate the physical forces and energies of the material level with the spiritual powers and beings of the spirit level. In all your contemplation of universal phenomena, make certain that you take into consideration the interrelation of physical, intellectual, and spiritual energies, and that due allowance is made for the unexpected phenomena attendant upon their unification by personality, and for the unpredictable phenomena resulting from the actions and reactions of experiential deity and the absolutes. The universe is highly predictable only in the quantitative or gravity measurement sense. Even the primal physical forces are not responsive to linear gravity, nor are the higher mind meanings and true spirit values of ultimate universe realities. Qualitatively, the universe is not highly predictable as regards new associations of forces, either physical, mindful, or spiritual, although many such combinations of energies or forces become partially predictable when subjected to critical observation. When matter, mind, and spirit are unified by creature personality, we are unable fully to predict the decisions of such a free will being. All phases of primordial force, nascent spirit, and other non-personal ultimates appear to react in accordance with certain relatively stable but unknown laws, and are characterized by a latitude of performance and an elasticity of response which are often disconcerting when encountered in the phenomena of a circumscribed and isolated situation. What is the explanation of this unpredictable freedom of reaction disclosed by these emerging universe actualities? These unknown, unfathomable unpredictables, whether pertaining to the behavior of a primordial unit of force, the reaction of an unidentified level of mind, or the phenomena of a vast pre-universe in the making in the domains of outer space, probably disclose the activities of the ultimate and the present performances of the absolutes, which antedate the function of all universe creators. We do not really know, but we surmise that such amazing versatility and such profound coordination signify the presence and performance of the absolutes, and that such diversity of response in the face of apparent uniform causation discloses the reaction of the absolutes, not only to the immediate and situational causation, but also to all other related causations throughout the entire Master Universe. Individuals have their guardians of destiny. Planets, systems, constellations, universes, and superuniverses each have their respective rulers who labor for the good of their domains. Havona and even the grand universe are watched over by those entrusted with such high responsibilities. But who fosters and cares for the fundamental needs of the Master Universe as a whole, from Paradise to the fourth and outermost space level? Existentially, such overcare is probably attributable to the Paradise Trinity. But from an experiential viewpoint, the appearance of the post-Havona universes is dependent on 1. The absolutes in potential, 2. The ultimate in direction, 3. The supreme in evolutionary coordination, 4. The architects of the Master Universe in administration prior to the appearance of specific rulers. The unqualified absolute pervades all space, we are not altogether clear as to the exact status of the deity and universal absolutes, but we do know the latter functions wherever the deity and unqualified absolutes function. The deity absolute may be universally present, but hardly space-present. The ultimate is, or sometime will be, space-present to the outer margins of the fourth space level. We doubt that the ultimate will ever have a space presence beyond the periphery of the master universe, but within this limit, the ultimate is progressively integrating the creative organization of the potentials of the three absolutes.